Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. Well, it's now playing season. I personally really love this series, and this year we're doing a special streaming edition of the series, given that a lot of us have spent time at home almost exclusively for a lot of periods of the year. And the main idea that we're exploring with this now playing series is every story points to the story. This week, I have the privilege of covering the movie Greyhound with Tom Hanks. It's streaming on Apple's new streaming service, Apple TV Plus. It's just one of the many new pluses in a sea of pluses, right? Does anybody else feel like their bank account's being drained $6 at a time? It's all the streaming services, right? Greyhound is a movie set during World War II starring Tom Hanks as Commander Ernest Krauss. It's about a captain of a ship that has to help navigate a whole fleet of ships across the Atlantic Ocean to bring much-needed troops and supplies to the Allied war effort. Only problem is there are German U-boats everywhere waiting to pick off the ships one by one. It's a really intense but inspiring story about courage in the face of uncertainty. And when I thought about the movie, the passage that came to mind, first of all, was Joshua chapter 1. It says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life." This is God speaking to Joshua. "Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them." Three times in three verses, God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous. He's facing a huge challenge. Moses is dead, right? The great leader of God's people who God used to bring them out of the land of Egypt, out of slavery, he's gone. He's dead. And Joshua is now charged to lead these people. He's stepping into some huge shoes. Not only that, but he's on the verge of a military campaign that involves trying to drive out powerful peoples from the land that they've inhabited for a long time. So I can only imagine the questions in his mind, like, will I be able to be the kind of leader that Moses was? Can I do what he did? Can I even do this task, right? Will this ever get done? And it has to feel somewhat impossible and overwhelming to him. And in that moment, with all of those questions in mind, God gives him this message: be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. God promises to strengthen him and be with him in this new calling that he is receiving. In these days, this message has never been more important for us. Times are changing. We're in the midst of a social, political, racial, relational, and cultural upheaval. Not to mention the fact that we're still dealing with a global pandemic, and not just the physical aspects of that, but the psychological effects have been just as challenging. And what better message in the face of so many challenges than to be strong and courageous? Just like Commander Krauss, we too are navigating enemy waters where threats and attacks abound. We must be strong and courageous. As difficult as they are, we don't have to be afraid in these days. We can be strong and courageous. We might be asking ourselves the same questions that Joshua was asking himself. Can I do this? How will I do this? Do I have what it takes? We must be strong and courageous. Because the answer to that is yes and no. No, we don't have what it takes. We need God's strength and courage. But yes, we do have what it takes because God is with us. And he has given us and brought us here for such a time as this. Just as Joshua was facing a myriad of challenges, it was also an opportunity. Just as Tom Hanks' character was facing a myriad of challenges, it was also an opportunity. And we stand on the edge of not only a lot of challenges, but also opportunities to impact so many in our world for Jesus in these days. We only need to be strong and courageous. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. I hope that you'll come back later in the week for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you are with us no matter what. It often feels like challenges are overwhelming these days, and it's likely that more are on the horizon. But help us to be strong and courageous in the power of your Spirit, no matter what comes, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to show you an area of your life that you need strength and courage.